Don't have a phone? Email Rick. At rick@thericksmithshow.com. Together, we can make America better. The Rick Smith Show. Progressive talk with a conscience.
One of the things I absolutely love is I love movies. And, you know, we've done a couple of movie events here with the program. Most recently, we did the Sicko event where we invited the community to come out for free and to see the movie Sicko and be part of our panel discussion. And again, here in the coming weeks, we're planning a movie event on Afghanistan and trying to do some of those things just to bring people out and to bring people together. Which is why I find it really a great thing that my friend Frank Saptel, he's the founder of the Canadian Labor International Film Festival, CLIF. The work that he's doing is I think, so important. That's why I wanted to get him on to talk a little bit. Frank, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Just as a brief overview, what exactly is CLIF?
CLIF is what we believe is a very unique idea. It is the only national film festival that we know of anywhere in the world. And it's going to be a film festival about work, workers, and issues affecting both. So in effect, what we're trying to do is have on one weekend across Canada, not just to show movies about workers and work, but also to discuss the issues around them.
And I think that is so important, especially when you see some of the statistics coming out that employees don't trust their employers, and that, you know, people are struggling on the job. I think it's a good way to bring people together to begin to organize around that.
Exactly that. I really like the fact that you're having, I just heard in your intro, Rick, that you had a screening of Sicko and then had discussion. That's the kind of discussion that we need as a community, as a larger community, not just our own households or our own workplaces, but to share stories, to share struggles, and I think also, most importantly, to share victories.
Right. You have this thing called a festival in a box, and I'm really interested in this. I would love to do something in our community around this. Can you tell me a little bit about a festival in a box?
Sure. Thank you for that question. I think it's a very important component of our festival because trade unionists, community activists, grassroots folks, we're not people who run film festivals. In fact, our notion of a film festival is probably colored so much by Hollywood and Hollywood North, as we like to call Toronto. Red carpets, flash bulbs, you know, the glitterati. What we want to do is make it as easy as possible for people to show films in their community, in their households, in their workplace. So what we've done is we've prepared a pre-set lineup of films. We choose them for about an hour and a half, hour, 45 minutes. What we're going to do is then provide some speaking notes on each of the issues in those films and provide a welcome message and a farewell message to whoever is hosting the festival in their community. So what we're trying to do is provide as much as possible for someone to have a film festival, yet not obliging anyone to follow any of our notes. We say, this is a package. It's complete pretty well. You can add whatever you like. You can subtract whatever you like. But so really what we're trying to do is make it as easy as possible for people to show films that are really, really important.
Yeah, and it sounds like a great idea. I got to tell you, when we spoke a couple years ago about this, I've really thought about doing it here in our community because I think this is the kind of thing that people don't get enough of, that we've become such an isolated society that we don't get enough community activity, we don't get enough of people coming together, and whether you agree or disagree, having an honest discussion where you're talking about real points instead of just throwing slogans at each other.
Mm-hmm. Another important part of this, Rick, is you mentioned community, and us living, for the most part, in silos. This is a way of us to share stories internationally, but also to keep in mind that those, and not to be, you know, too much of a conspiracy theorist about it, but those forces that are arrayed against us, those who say we don't want workers to have rights, we don't want workers to have a voice in their workplace, they already have that international communication. They already celebrate themselves internationally through the media which they own, through the institutions such as, I don't know, pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, banks. All of those institutions have incredible power and influence in the communities, as well as internationally. I think this is one small way of maybe not countering them, but at least being able to share our own messages across the globe.
Let me ask you, how many of these festivals are coming? Do you have planned across Canada?
We're still shooting for, we have a little over a month left, but we're still shooting for 100 locations across Canada. To date, we have around anywhere from 60 to 67, depending on the firmness of the commitment. So we're still shooting for 100. So we're well on our way. And if we don't get to 100, that's okay. We get over 50, that's just great, but we're still planning on 100, right? It's a really important number, it's a really important concept, and we're certainly going to try and follow that through.
So what are the costs of let's say Rick Smith wanted to be part of this festival in a box thing, what would be the costs to this?
Absolutely zero.
Really?
We are trying to make this as easy as possible, so we have negotiated with the filmmakers to be able to duplicate and send far and wide their films. The only thing that we will ask any location to do is to sign a piece of paper that says you will not duplicate, you will not screen again, and in fact you will return the DVDs after the screening in question, you'll return them to us. That way we can ensure that the filmmakers are reassured that their intellectual work, their intellectual property is respected. In fact, we want to help promote them, right? So if
Absolutely.
We can screen them, maybe there'll be some interest. Maybe people will want to buy a copy. Maybe they'll want to invite the filmmakers to come and speak firsthand about what they faced in making the movies, what drove them to making those movies. So just to get back to your original question, absolutely free. It may cost you the U.S. Postal Service charge of sending it back to Toronto
right.
to the main component of the festival, and that's it.
Interesting. So I'm liking what I'm hearing. So I'm going to challenge my audience. How many people want something like this? Email me, rick@therickssmithshow.com, because I'm all in favor of doing these kind of things if my audience wants it, Frank. And I think this is a great thing that you put together.
Well, thank you for publicizing it, or to help publicize it. I really hope, and if I may address myself directly to your listeners, please do vote for the Canadian Labor International Film Festival in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. I think it's a great idea. I would, in fact, love to even come down there if I can to be part of the festival.
That would be
If not this year, certainly next year. I hope that this, I can see a global film festival happening, and I can see the part that Carlisle, that your show, Rick, will help play a part in slowly getting the message out on the importance of this kind of an event.
Well, absolutely great work you're doing, Frank. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your support, Rick. It really, really is appreciated.
All right. You have a great day. Again, the
Thanks.
Website is laborfilms.ca.
That's correct. Labor with a U. As we like to say, you are the U in labor.
There you go. You can also get there from our website at therickssmithshow.com. Just click on Frank Saptel's name. It'll take you right there. Again, if you're interested in something like this, by all means, contact me, rick@therickssmithshow.com, and we will put it together. I got to tell you, Jake, I'm actually thinking about putting it together anyway, because it sounds like a great idea. And you see some of these movies, and you begin to have some discussions around it. I think it's a great organizing tool.
Absolutely. We involve the community, and that's what we're all about.
There you go. We're going to take a quick break. We're back to wrap this up right after this. Stick around.
It's time for change. It's time to rearrange.